This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Coming up Saturday, March 25th at the McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington, it's At Salon 2017. Duriel E. Harris is the organizer of this event, which features poetry, music, and more. And she says this At Salon is extra special because it celebrates the 100th birthday of poet Gwendolyn Brooks.
She was a poetry ambassador for the United States with the Library of Congress, as well as being Illinois' poet laureate and just an all-around wonderful representative of literature and the arts in the United States of America, and just a really gracious and wonderful artist and an inspiration.
So how are you celebrating her with At Salon 2017?
We're focusing on Illinois artists, and in part we have a grant from the Illinois Arts Council Agency, which helps us do that. And then also by really celebrating Illinois poets. So Daniel Borzutsky will come down from Chicago and read for us from his National Book Award winning volume, The Performance of Becoming Human. And I will also celebrate my Illinois release launch party for my book, No Dictionary of a Living Tongue, which won the Night Boat Poetry Prize in 2015.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. It's going to be released next week, so I'm really excited about that. As a small child, I had the opportunity to meet Gwendolyn Brooks when I was 5.
How did that happen?
Well, she did a lot of events, mm-hmm. And so it's actually probably more common than not, especially in Chicago, for young people to have had the opportunity to meet her and to be encouraged by her, because she would listen to your little poems and stories. She would be very interested in what you had to say. And I remember being very impressed that there was a grown-up who was so interested in us. And really, you know, it wasn't a patronizing kind of energy. It was fully attentive and very serious about who it was that we could become. And I remembered that and have held it, you know, in my heart as I grew up and became someone who wrote poetry more intentionally. So it's particularly special for me to be able to celebrate her 100th birthday with the release of my third book. And then also we'll have sound poetry art put together by Jonah Mixon Webster, who's a doctoral student at ISU in the English department in the creative writing program, and also a poet and a sound artist. And he also goes by DJ First Mind. So who knows what he'll be putting together for us.
So basically musically. He might be surprising you then?
Yes, I hope he will. And Dwayne Boutte is not only a magnificent theater artist and actor, director, but he's also a composer. So he's going to put together some original musical work with the words of Gwendolyn Brooks. So we have this idea to do centos for the centennial. And centos are poems that comes from the Latin for patchwork. So it's kind of putting these little parts together. A cento would be considered a found poem. So what we're doing is putting together phrases and lines from Gwendolyn Brooks's body of work, right? Uh-huh. In order to make these poems. So a true cento, a pure one, is fully composed of lines by someone else, now, lines or phrases.
Is this improvised on the spot, or are you guys be doing this in advance? Or
no, we're going to do it in advance so that we can be as exacting with language as she taught us to be. Gwendolyn Brooks saying that poetry is life distilled, and that takes a real intentional kind of energy. And so it's going to be very exciting to celebrate her with her own words and our artistry combined. So I also wanted to mention that highlighting the legacy of Gwendolyn Brooks, Illinois' poet laureate, we're also going to have the launch of Downstate Legacies release of ISU professor Elizabeth Hatmaker's Infrastructures. And we're also going to have a launch of the latest edition of Obsidian, Literature and Arts in the African Diaspora, which focuses on speculative arts. So there's going to be plenty there at the MCAC for you to walk away with and enjoy while you're there.
That's Duriel E. Harris, organizer of At Salon 2017. Coming up Saturday, March 25th at the McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington, it runs from noon to 5 p.m. I'm Laura Kennedy.